From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. The Columbia City Council voted Monday night to approve new lighting features for Stevens Lake Park. KBIA's Abigail Keel was at the meeting and has more.
32 new dusk-to-dawn lights will light the trail along East Walnut, as well as the parking lot near Happy Hollow and Gordon Shelters. These lights will use LED technology to reduce energy and glare and limit the light from the lamps that shines in surrounding areas. This project will be funded by the park sales tax. Present at the meeting was Richard King, who runs the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival. He said lighting in the park was among the festival planner's top concerns.
Not only for us, but just for people that want to use that park 365 days out of the year, I think it would make it much safer for folks.
The council also voted to prohibit parking on the east side of Fay Street outside Logboat Brewing Company in the Woodruff Schweitzer office building. The council also authorized a new bond for water and electric system improvements. Only 4 of the 7 voting members of the council were present at the meeting, so all measures had to pass with a unanimous vote. Mayor Bob McDavid, 1st Ward Councilmember Clyde Ruffin, and 5th Ward Councilmember Laura Nausser were all absent. I'm Abigail Keel.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is asking the federal government to declare a major disaster for 70 counties due to spring and summer storms that caused tornadoes, torrential rains, and flooding across much of the state. Nixon made the request Tuesday, citing damage to roads, bridges, and other public infrastructure, along with homes and businesses. At least 10 deaths are blamed on the storms and flooding. Nixon says that since mid-May, more than half of the state has been damaged, and many places face extensive response and rebuilding expenses. Missouri's Republican-led Senate will conduct what is now the third investigation of Missouri's only abortion center. Republican Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey on Tuesday announced he formed a committee to investigate. At issue is an undercover video released by anti-abortion activists showing Planned Parenthood's senior director of medical services discussing procedures for providing fetal body parts to researchers. Planned Parenthood says it legally helps women who want to make not-for-profit donations of their fetuses' organs for scientific research. Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri says the center doesn't participate in the fetal program and called the investigations political grandstanding. Both Democratic Attorney General Chris Coster and House Republicans also will review the facility. A federal appeals court has resurrected a St. Louis area legislator's battle against the Affordable Care Act's mandate that insurance cover birth control. A lower court had tossed out State Senator Paul Whelan's suit against several federal agencies over the requirement, but the federal Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Monday that Whelan's suit can proceed. Whelan, a Republican from Jefferson County, contends that he and his wife object to the contraceptive coverage in their state health insurance policy. They say their requirement violates their religious views and is unconstitutional. Whelan's suit relies on the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that allows employers to drop contraceptive coverage from their insurance policies for religious reasons. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.